Time is now 3:31, and we are joined in studio by our own social media guru, Ayasi Chinflu. Ayasi, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you doing today, Andrew?
I'm doing well, and we sit like two desks apart here in the newsroom, but we haven't actually had a real conversation today. So this is like our first combo. How's it going? How was your weekend?
I had a great weekend. I did do something exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, I helped my friend celebrate her birthday. That's what I did.
That's pretty
exciting.
And it was
fun.
That's a good way to spend a weekend.
That was fun. I just had to like rethink about what happened.
That's right. Sometimes it's like I've transitioned into this week. Last week is over. Yeah, my son had two baseball games, and then there were like other family plans on Sunday in addition to the baseball games on Friday and Saturday. So it was a full weekend. Definitely a full weekend.
Baseball, that's fun.
Yeah, it's fun, but it takes up a lot of time for 8-year-olds to play baseball. You spend a lot of time at the baseball fields, and it becomes this huge family commitment that I think a lot of families don't fully realize what commitment they're getting into when that starts. So,
and series. Are we still having a baseball series at the level that your son's playing?
It's pretty rare that they actually have two games in a weekend like that. It was opening weekend, and for whatever reason, that's how it fell. But yeah, I don't need like three game series over a weekend
right?
for
I'm
8 year
like,
olds and 9 year olds.
That?
That's very unnecessary, I think. So we're talking social media. What's the latest on our Chapelboro WCHL social media feeds?
Yeah, so you actually caught me at a great time. I'm actually getting ready to do a post right now on the grid.
Ooh.
We're going to be talking about how Chapel Hill has just got approved for a drive-through. So, you know, we have a very big food audience, and anytime we post about food, people go crazy.
Yeah, and it's people want to know about food, and even in Chapel Hill, where there actually are a whole lot of options,
like
anytime there's a new option, people want to know. And even if it's something as simple as we're talking Dunkin' Donuts here, right? Or Dunkin'.
We're talking Dunkin'.
So
it's now Dunkin'. Did you know?
I did know that, and I still have a hard time executing not saying the donuts part, but it's just Dunkin'. It's like when Kentucky Fried Chicken said they were just KFC because they didn't want to have fried chicken in their name. It's like, come on. We're not going to Dunkin' for something other than donuts. Am I wrong?
Or coffee.
Right.
Or breakfast sandwiches.
There's the coffee and the breakfast sandwiches. But the donut usually gets worked in there. But yes, there's a drive-through at the Dunkin' Donuts, or there's going to be a drive-through at the Dunkin' Donuts, and lots of people have opinions on that.
They do, but here's the cool thing, right, about this post, is it's not just giving you, ideally, everybody knows what the Dunkin' Donuts looks like already. People have passed it. They already know that it's here.
Yeah.
But it's going to give you the actual map of how the drive-through is going to look.
Oh, and that's actually pretty relevant to the news part of the story, because part of the reason this is able to happen is because it's like fully contained in the parking lot, and we don't want to get like a Rise biscuit situation where we've got cars backed up onto Franklin Street trying to get through a drive-through. So
hopefully that doesn't happen.
Well, you can go to the social media feed, the Instagram feed, and see that map of the drive-through where it's going to be. What else have we got cooking on social media?
So we've also been having a lot of fun with the athletes in the transfer portal. I've definitely been on Twitter and Instagram and just scrolling through like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Breaking.
It's not a thing that we're used to. This is like new ground to cover after a basketball season. It sort of happened last year, but I don't think we had our minds wrapped fully around it yet. And it didn't affect Carolina as much last year. There was like one spot that they needed to fill, and it was a big deal. But now it's like we're getting guys throwing their name in there left and right. That means that, you know, the second half of the story, right, is going to be that like they got to fill all those spots too. So at some point, the breaking news becomes this guy's visiting Carolina. This guy's going to come.
Definitely. It's also the fact that it kind of leaves you on the edge. Because you didn't see it coming. Like, every time, I'm like, I didn't see it coming.
Yes.
I'm just thankful for the ones like Armando who are going to stay and RJ, because that's just, like, encouraging to know.
It's like anxiety-lowering news. It's like, oh, well, at least Armando's always here.
Right.
Yeah, though Michael and I were talking about those too. The ones from the women's team really caught us off guard. We kind of had some sense that there was going to be some roster turnover on the men's side, but then when these names from the women's team pop up, you know, Kennedy Todd Williams and Destiny Adams, it was like, no, I was so looking forward to seeing this team play together next year.
Right. And I just wonder, like, in the mind, I'm sure, you know, we're on the social end of it, so we have our own feelings, but I wonder in their mind what's going on, you know? It's so much.
It's hard to tell, and I transferred when I was in college, so, I mean, I wasn't an athlete, obviously, but it's like, you know, it's what people do. You're, like, in your 20s, you're figuring stuff out. You're like, I want to be someplace else now. So
when you put it that way, I transferred a couple times too. So.
Right? It's like, just because you happen to be really good at basketball doesn't mean you like have to stay someplace, right?
Right?
You got other things in your life going on.
Hey, that's a real way of looking at it.
And you can keep up to date on all that on our social media at WCHL. It's Chapelboro WCHL, right?
WCHL Chapelboro.
Oh, I was
you
right
it.
The first time.
You were right. You got
right.
it.
WCHL yes. Chapelboro. And that's the handle for like Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, is that right?
Yes, it is. And then we do have our news, which is going to just kind of spice it up a little with Chapelboro news. So
gotta stay informed there with the Chapelboro news.
Chapelboro news.
All right, we got a couple minutes left. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrap things up?
Guys, I need you to like this post about the Duncan on Chapelboro News.
You're just on the radio straight up being like, go like my post.
Go like my post, please. It's going to be there, you know, before 4 p.m. I'm getting it worked up and I just need you to like it. Thank you.
All right.
And
well,
share.
I am going to let you go put the last bit of shine on that post before it publishes. Thanks for taking a break and coming in here and talking on the radio with me.
Thank you too, Andrew. I appreciate it.